Obgonas.
It's time to appreciate what Arteta has done with Arsenal. Yeah, I'm serious. Especially in his matches against the so-called Big Six. He's up against seasoned managers, and even with the lineup sometimes patchy with injuries or backups, he finds a way to leave with points. Look, this is his 14th straight game against top teams without defeat. I'm referring to the match against Liverpool. And that is consistency. Years back, Arsenal felt like easy points for these clubs. We'd see lopsided scorelines, especially away. But Arteta has flipped the script. These days, he's setting up the squad with tactics that aren't just defensive or survival mode. They're smart and calculated. Almost Mourinho-esque, but with an Arsenal twist. Even when the full squad is not available, you see Arteta adjusting, throwing in players out of their natural roles, and still coming out unscathed. The narrative around Arteta should be of a manager who's been resilient, who's building a mentality in this squad that says, we don't fold under pressure. Yet some call him an off-brand Mourinho, or say he parks the bus. It's funny how when other managers adapt and grind out results, they're tactical masterminds. But Arteta, he's labeled differently. Arsenal is no longer an easy day out for any big team, and that's because of Arteta's grit and evolution as a manager. So let's give him credit where it's due. This guy is here to challenge, and he's making sure Arsenal are no longer the soft touch they once were. Arsenal's next match is against Preston North End in the Carabao Cup, and there's a lot of anticipation building up to this. Mikel Arteta had his pre-match conference where he shared some insights that all Gunners should know as we head into this fixture. We have some updates on the squad. Gabriel's knee injury looked more promising than initially thought, which is great news. Arteta mentioned that they're still assessing him, but the outlook is positive. Jurrien Timber also seems to be okay after feeling tired during his last outing. No new injury there, just a cautious approach from the manager. Now, Ricardo Calafiori will be missing for a few weeks, which is a setback. But on the bright side, William Saliba is back from suspension, and that is a massive boost for the defence. It'll be interesting to see if Arteta opts to start him right away. Another big talking point is Martin Odegaard. He's been on the training pitch for a bit, but still has a few hurdles to clear before being match fit. Hopefully, he'll be back before the international break. Arteta is keen on balancing squad rotation while still putting out a competitive team, especially with a tough schedule ahead. The Carabao Cup is essential not just for silverware, but for maintaining that winning mentality. Arteta stressed how crucial it is to compete in every match. And given our recent performances, that is the mindset we need. With regards to the lineup, Arteta hinted at giving chances to players who haven't had much game time, which is good. It's their opportunity to shine and prove they deserve a spot in the starting 11. The players need to step up and impact the game positively when given the chance. And let's not forget the off-pitch matters. Yes, Arteta recently attended the Global Gift Gala, showcasing the club's commitment to social causes, and he stressed the importance of sustained efforts in supporting children and families in need, showcasing the club's values beyond just football. Now, Preston has been on a mixed run lately. They managed to squeeze through a nail-biting penalty shootout against Fulham in the last round. Their form has been a bit shaky, and with injuries piling up, Robbie Brady and a few others sidelined, they might be vulnerable. For Arsenal, it's a chance to allow our Smolidem to shine. Mikel Arteta is expected to mix things up with the lineup, giving guys like Ethan Ranieri a chance. I mean, who would want to see our Highland stars light up Deepdale? With key players like Odegaard out, it's time for the next generation to step up. Looking back at our previous cup runs, it hasn't always been smooth sailing under Arteta. We've had our fair share of disappointments, but this feels like a good opportunity. A chance to assert our dominance in a competition we should be aiming to win. If we can replicate the form from our last round against Bolton, where we scored 5, it could be a feel-good night for all of us. I'm predicting a solid 2-0 victory for the Gunners. We've got a point to prove, and with the young guns eager to make an impression, I can't see Preston pulling off an upset. I That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!